Everyone for joining us today for our 21st anniversary celebration. We're kick off here December. Thanks to our host Flemings for coming for our team announcement party. Also like to thank all of our board members, committee, sponsors, and everyone who's made these last 25 years memorable. And I think we have a team announcement tonight that you'll love. Head table tonight, we have with us Derek Fox, our president and CEO, our chairman for this year, 2017 chairman, Mike Chapman. And for the last 11 years, Valero's been our title sponsor, and they were one of our original partners back in 1993, their executive vice president and CFO, Mike Sosowski. Mike, do you open up the press conference, please?
Thank you very much, Rick. Thank you all for joining us today as we announce the teams that will participate in the 25th annual Valero Alamo Bowl. 4 years ago, with the help of the most amazing title sponsor in the business, Valero, we improved our team selection rights and started matching up the top teams from the Big 12 and the Pac-12 conference after the college football playoff. And as you all know, it's been an amazing ride right here in San Antonio. So please join me in applauding the Executive Vice President, Chief Financial Officer, Mike Sosowski, for helping grow this game into the number one bowl game outside of the CFP and delivering our fourth straight top 15 matchup. So thank you, Mike.
Thank you very much, Mike. That was a great introduction. Valero has been a partner of this event since its inception and the title sponsor since 2007. We're very proud to have helped fuel its growth to the number one bowl outside of the CFP. The Valero Alamo Bowl is San Antonio's holiday tradition, as Bowl Week is one of the most anticipated times of the year. And this year, it's even going to be more special as it's our 25th anniversary. And we're looking forward to that in the newly renovated Alamo Dome. And so to announce the teams that will make this year memorable, I'm going to turn it back to Mike.
Mike, thank you very much. And I'd also like to one more time thank Valero for what it's done for this Alamo Bowl and for this great city of San Antonio. So thank you one more time,
Mike. You're welcome.
Thank you. On behalf of the Team Selection Committee, I'd like to thank the universities for their hospitality during the visits, and would like to congratulate all the coaches and their players on exceptional seasons. So today we are happy to announce that the 13th ranked Stanford Cardinal will represent the Pac-12, and the 15th ranked TCU Horned Frogs will represent the Big 12 in the Valero Alamo Bowl to be played on Thursday, the 28th of December at 8 p.m. and televised on ESPN. So at this time, I'd like to turn it over to Mr. Derek Fox, our president and CEO of the Valero Alamo Bowl, to tell us about these programs, fantastic programs, and a little about these head coaches. Thank you, Derek.
Thank you very much, Mike. And how about a round of applause for both Mikes up here for the jobs they've done this year. Well, let's start off, and I'll first talk a little bit about the number 15 ranked TCU Horned Frogs. TCU will be making its second appearance in San Antonio. Some of you might remember the first. On January 2nd, 2016, a sellout crowd saw the number 11 Horned Frogs rally from the biggest first half deficit in Valero Alamo Bowl history to win in triple overtime, 47-41 against Oregon. I think there was even a wardrobe change at halftime from Coach, but he can bring that up later. TCU finished the regular season 10-3, 7-2 in the Big 12, and their seventh, think about that, seventh 10-plus win season in the past 10 years. Just phenomenal. TCU leads the nation in red zone defense, allowing scores of just 64.5% of opposing trips, the lowest mark of any FBS team since 2011. TCU leads the conference in defense, holding opponents to an average of 17.6 points per game and just 329 yards per game, and averages 3.15 sacks a game, second in the nation in rushing defense. Senior Matt Boson leads the Big 12 in sacks, tallying 11.5 on the season. Junior defensive end Ben Bonagu ranks second in the Big 12 with 8.5 sacks and is the first TCU player named Defensive Newcomer of the Year in the Big 12. The 2016 Valero Alamo Bowl Defensive Most Valuable Player,
Draven Howard has a team-high 98 tackles and is a two-time first-team All-Big 12 selection. The TCU offense averages 34.5 yards or points per game. Quarterback Kenny Hill averaged 237 passing yards per game and recorded 21 touchdowns this season. Redshirt freshman and defensive tackle Ross Blacklock was named Defensive Freshman of the Year in the Big 12 Conference. And now I'd like to introduce to you head coach Gary Patterson of TCU. This is Coach Patterson's 17th season and head coach of the Horned Frogs and boasts a record of 159-57, TCU's winningest all-time coach. Coach Patterson, on behalf of the Valero Alamo Bowl, we're ecstatic to have you back in San Antonio, and I'll turn it over to you for some opening statements.
Well, thanks, Bud. Can you hear me?
We can.
On behalf of our Chancellor Victor Boschini and our Athletic Director Crystal Conti and the rest of the TCU plan, we are just excited about being in our second Valero Alamo Bowl against an unbelievable opponent and a very good friend of ours, David Shaw and his wife, Corey. And so for us to have an opportunity to spend a week and have an opportunity to possibly win our 11th ball game of the season and send our seniors out in style, but we know we're going to play a great opponent. We also know we're going to play an opponent that's very physical and, you know, and does things the right way. And so very excited about the matchup. Expands to stay in the state of Texas and be able to help our recruiting process and to move forward and try to, you know, get back on a winning streak. So we want to thank all of you for the opportunity to be in San Antonio on the 28th and get an opportunity to represent TCU one more time.
Great. Thanks, Coach Patterson. Great to have you here. And now let me tell you a little bit about the Stanford Cardinal. Number 13, Stanford is the Pac-12 North champions and will be making its first appearance in San Antonio. This season, Stanford won 8 of their final 9 regular season games, including upsets over ranked Notre Dame and Washington. They've appeared in the Pac-12 championship game 4 times in the past 6 years. That's just phenomenal. They finished the season with a 9-4 mark and 7-3 in the Pac-12 conference. The Stanford offense averages 32 points a game and is led by junior running back and Heisman contender Bryce Love. Love ranks first among Power 5 conference running backs in rushing yards, 1,973 yards, rushing yards per game, roughly 165 yards per game, yards per carry, 8.3 yards a carry, 100 rushing yard rushing games, 11, 50-yard rushes, 12, an FBS record, and 60-yard rushes, 6. He's posted a 30-yard run and an FBS record 13 straight games. Again, a model of consistency. Love leads the Pac-12 and ranks third nationally in all-purpose yards with 171 yards per game. He has surpassed 100 yards rushing in 11 of 12 games played this season. Senior defensive tackle and team captain Harrison Phillips leads the team with 100 tackles this season and has a team-high 17 tackles for loss, 7.5 sacks, and 2 fumble recoveries. And now it's my pleasure to introduce to you head coach David Shaw from Stanford. This is Coach Shaw's 7th season as the head coach of the Cardinal. He led Stanford to a 9-4 regular season record and a Pac-12 North title and boasts a 73-21 overall record. He's taken the Cardinal to 4 of the 6 Pac-12 championship games, winning 3 of them. Coach Shaw, on behalf of the Valero Alamo Bowl, we're ecstatic to have you and your Stanford team coming to San Antonio, and welcome. I'll turn it over to you for an opening statement.
Thank you very much. And we all here at Stanford are so excited and so grateful for this opportunity to go to the Valero Alamo Bowl. Spent some time in San Antonio, my wife and I have, and have absolutely loved it down by the Riverwalk and everything, and just can't wait to get back there and experience this very well-known hospitality. I'm excited to see Gary Patterson and Kelsey again. Gary's one of the best coaches in America. Every year, fields an unbelievable team with great guys that play really, really hard for him. His coaching staff and their character, I think, it shows itself every single year. Excited for this opportunity. Excited for this opportunity to come and play against a great team on national TV in a great venue, and we can't wait to get there.
Well, thank you very much. And I tell you, we have 2 of the finest programs and 2 of the kind of coaches in the country squaring off here. So let's give them both a round of applause before I give them a few more questions. All right, so Coach Patterson, we'll start with you. As I recall in the Big 12 preseason media polls, and we all know we live and die by those, right? I think the Horned Frogs were picked fifth in the conference. You certainly exceeded those expectations. So tell me a little bit about your program this year and how this team delivered.
Well, yeah, it was we were actually, I think, fifth or sixth. But, one of the things we thought, we felt like we had a group coming back that really worked hard. When we get into two-a-days, I told people before the season, I really liked this group of guys. They knew how to work. They had a great foundation. They treated each other right. They were a family. And it was one of those groups that, as a coach, you love coaching when you get around a group of guys that that want to do the right things and they have one goal in mind. And for us, our mindset was eyes up, keep climbing. And, we just wanted every day to go out and prove that we'd been the program that TCU had been in the past. And so that's what we tried to get accomplished this year. And until the end of the year here, we'd been able to do that. But we're excited about how our season turned out, and we're excited about the Alamo Bowl and an opportunity, again, to test our skills against a really, really good football team in Stanford. So TCU is excited. But I think the Alamo Bowl, Valero Alamo Bowl, will see that we have a great group of kids that will come and try to give them a great ball game and try to represent TCU in the right manner.
Great. Thanks, Coach Patterson. And we've had the good fortune of seeing your stingy defense here in person in the Valero Alamo Bowl last time you were here. And a defensive MVP of the game, Travin Howard, is still performing. So tell us a little about this two-time first-team All-Big 12 selection and kind of the stable of your defense. And obviously there's a few other kids from San Antonio that play on the side of the ball too.
Well, Travin is a typical TCU guy. He was a safety coming out of high school that can play many positions. But he plays hard. He's played hurt, banged up, and he's been out for a couple of weeks. Came back for the Oklahoma game and the Big 12 championship game. But he's what every coach would want. You would want 100 Travin Howards because he's always going to be a consummate team player. He's always going to do what's right for everybody around him, and he plays really, really hard. And he has a lot of athletic ability. And we're going to need a lot of those guys in this ball game.
Thanks, Coach. Coach Shaw, all eyes were on the Pac-12 Conference Championship game on Friday night, and we saw an obviously gutty performance from Bryce, and obviously Costello really stepped up and did a great job at quarterback. So tell us a little bit about your team this year.
Well, I think the biggest thing to say about our football team is with such high expectations at the beginning of the year, some of them probably a little unfounded with a lot of question marks going into the year. Starting off the year 1-2 with a lot of doubts and a lot of naysayers and a lot of things around the program, or people saying a lot of things, but inside the program, our guys got back to work. And one of the things I'll say about this team is they're unbelievably resilient, which is to me, the most important characteristic of any human being is, can you bounce back from adversity? Can you bounce back from tough situations? And to start 1-2 and then win 8 of 9 games after that and come back and find our way to the Pac-12 championship game and end up, three points down and from winning a game and really a yard away from winning the football game. Says a lot about our character, says a lot about our toughness. And Bryce Love epitomizes that, to really play the last month of the season on one ankle and to be in excruciating pain, to hardly ever practice, and really every week thinking that we're probably best to sit him out. And he can, the day before the game, he runs out there and makes some cuts and can kind of accelerate and says, "Coach, I can go." And we throw him out there, and just when we're about to pull him every single game, he rips off a 30, 40, 50, 60 yarder. He's just an amazing person, amazing football player, and we're going to need him as much rest as we can get him before we play TCU, knowing that story defense that they have there. We're going to need him at full strength, as close to as we can get him.
Thanks, Coach. And tell us a little bit more about Bryce as well. Obviously, a chance to rush for over 2,000 yards and coming in the bowl game here. And obviously, we've heard so much about his performance on the field, but I've heard equally as much about what a great kid he is off the field, too. Maybe tell us a little bit more about that, too.
Well, and Coach Patterson has the same. You have a few guys on your team every year that – you start to talk about them and you start to wonder if people actually believe what you say because it doesn't sound real. You're talking about a kid who's, I don't know if we list him at 200 pounds, he's nowhere close, 195, whatever he is. But to lead college football in yards after contact, says how tough he is, how physical he is. And he loves to bolt run the ball between the tackles. He's not a scat back that likes to go outside. He loves to run the power play and the counter play and right down the middle of the field. It's just his mentality. Oh, and by the way, he's pre-med, taking biology classes this past summer. He worked in the stem cell lab doing stem cell research. He wants to be a pediatrician and be a kid for young people, to help young, a doctor for young people. And, you know, every single day he smiles no matter how much pain he's in. He loves life. He's a positive influence on everyone he meets. He's just one of those guys in college football that we need to tell more stories about on every single team, just guys that are real people, great people, that you want your sons to look up to and be like.
That's awesome. Yeah, we applaud that. How about a round of applause for that? One more addition for you, Coach Shaw. KJ Costello really stepped up in the championship game. He's really developed over the last few games and throughout the course of the season. So maybe tell us a little about his development.
You know, we have a relatively complex system that takes quarterbacks a while to really take a hold of. And, you know, we put a lot on his plate as far as calling three plays in the huddle, as far as having an extensive audible package and kill and alert system and a pretty healthy wristband. That takes a while to really learn. And going into his second year, being thrown out on the field because of injury early on, the kid came out and finished the game against UCLA and played one heck of a game against Arizona State. Came back in later in the year, and he's a gunslinger, you know. And for him, he's got a lot to learn. He doesn't do everything perfectly, but what he is gritty. He's a fighter, and when the chips are down, he'll step up in the pocket and throw the ball as well as anybody in America. You know, he's got a lot to learn. He's got a long way to go, but we know in the future he's got a chance to be really special.
Great. Thank you, guys. And obviously, we've had a good fortune of having some very high-scoring games here in the past and some big comebacks and some exciting developments from that perspective. So both coaches, obviously, you know each other very well from that perspective. Any thoughts, comments, or final comments heading into the game?
Coach?
Oh, go ahead.
No, I'm so excited. So much stuff gets talked about in college football, so many things that don't matter. But these bowl games are special. These bowl games are an opportunity to work with young people and get some extra practices, but it's also an opportunity to send seniors out, as Coach Patterson said, the right way. You get a chance to play against a great opponent in a cool venue with all the things that lead up to the game. You want to take part in everything because you want to enjoy the whole experience and then come back and play one heck of a football game against a great opponent, and I just can't wait to get there.
You know, I would also second that. I think that what people understand, I think one of the things I've had and I still fight for is the bowl games, I think, are the reward for the student-athlete, an experience for kids get a chance to go somewhere they never got a chance to go before, not only play against a great opponent that you don't normally get a chance to play against, but also to meet new people and, you know, experience something in your life that maybe you'll never, ever get it. Some of them will never, ever get a chance to do again. And so even though we are from the state of Texas, we have many kids that have never been to San Antonio and they'll just be going for the first time to be a part of the Riverwalk, to be a part of the hospitality, and be a part of that kind of venue to play in that kind of game is truly a lot of fun. And so we, again, just not only do I want to congratulate Coach Shaw on his team because the way they play and the way they do things, but also the Bolero Alamo Bowl for giving both of us an opportunity to be a part of all of it and for us to put on a great show and have a great ball game and know that no matter who wins, who has more points, that both of us were winners. So thank you very much.
Great. Well, thanks, Coach Patterson and Coach Shaw, and good luck bringing your teams down here to San Antonio for the Valero Alamo Bowl. We are truly excited to have both teams coming. Hopefully we have a full house, give you a great fan experience from that perspective and a great experience on the field. We know you'll take care of that. We'll do our part in making sure you have a great time here in San Antonio. So with that, congratulations. We'll go let you get ready for the game.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you guys so much. Thank you, Derek. Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Mike. As you know, with our 25th anniversary, we're doing a lot of looking back and celebrating. So please do jump on our social media. There are so many things we are thankful for to get us to where we are. And one thing in a week that Valero is going to debut, they're going to give away $100,000 if anybody can pick the winner of all 40 bowl games. So hopefully one of our great partners in here will do that. And as Coach Shaw alluded to, our secret sauce is the way this community hosts big events and the tourism industry and everybody comes together. So thank you so much. Have a great night.